This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If I were John Hoban, the senior senator from North Dakota, if I was Kevin Cramer, the junior senator, and probably among the top two toughest Trump fighters there's been to this date, if I were Kelly Armstrong, congressman from North Dakota, who's had a certainly a good career in private sector, in an oil business with his father, Mike, one of North Dakota's true patriots, and now has gone from the legislature to the U.S. House. There would be not much of a tough decision here at all. If they've chosen a different path, I think I know why. I think I can understand the rationale, and if you read Kevin Cramer's statement very carefully, you see what I see. And that is that there is a path to him voting differently than he said, and it has to do with the evidence and when it gets to the Senate. Senator Cramer is going to join us today on the program, so I'm going to drill down on that. He'll be here at the last half hour of the program. I literally have cleared the deck because I know from my texting and my emails from our fine listeners and every show we've done for really the last 3 weeks that we could have 100 more calls on than we have time for. So I want to be really respectful of you and what you want, because quite honestly, you put all of those three there. Now, to be fair, you put all three of them there to do what? The first official thing they did in the United States Congress was put their hand on the Bible. And the second thing they did is hold up their other hand and take an oath. And the oath wasn't to you and I. The oath was to a constitution. So now we get down to constitutional scholars, and if I get one more lecture from one more member of Congress, our own included, I say this about Kevin Cramer, I say it about John Hoban, I say it about Kelly Armstrong. Stop lecturing the good people of North Dakota about the Constitution, because they embody it. Every darn day they embody it. Farmers, ranchers, nurses, therapists, doctors, teachers, you get the idea. People that risk everything to build a business and hire people, they live and breathe the tenets of the genius of the Founding Fathers every day. And every day, you in Congress, every president, since I don't know when, but Trump back, has taken more and more freedom every single year away from people. Trump was the first guy to say, hey, how about this idea? We're not going to put a regulation in place until we take 10 out, or at least review it. And then if we think it's worthy, pull it out. So he's fighting for you. And that's why we love him so much. He's not perfect. We got to recognize that. There's things that could have been done to anticipate this. He said it out loud. I believe we'll win if we have a true, free, and fair election. But I don't know if we're going to have a true, free, and fair election. Well, we got our answer. We didn't. And I believe with every fiber of my being, even I dare say in a spiritual way, that this election was stolen. I don't know if it was dead people voting. I don't know if it was trucks full of ballots from New York that counted in Pennsylvania. I don't know if it's shredded trucks that they supposedly have in possession. Supposedly the FBI has these where they shredded the ballots. They have the ballots. I happen to glom on to two things. One, the video in Georgia, in Atlanta, because it sort of tells you what the game was. Fake a water main break. right? Fake a water main break, and then it's actually a leaky toilet, and then you clear the place, and then you do your dirty deed. Well, you think nobody's looking, but you're too dumb to look at the corner of the room and realize there's a camera rolling. I think that happened a lot of places where they were smart enough to take the camera down. So it wasn't part of a Georgia hearing last week that nobody watched. That to date was the best 2 hours of what happened. And by the way, it was 2 hours of, I think, nine. These legislatures in Georgia were asking all the right questions, fighting all the right fights, trying to understand, look, you can't just say that happened. You need to tell me how it happened. You can't say Dominion voting machines counted 0.90 for Donald Trump and 1.26 or whatever it was for Joe Biden. You've got to do more than say it. You've got to show me. Well, people are trying to show them. And it's not easy, because if you talk to any genius out there today about software and how it works, they can have you, for instance, if like I do with my kids, every once in a while I grab their laptop, I grab their phone, and I just do kind of a quick little review. I want to know who they're texting with. I know what they're talking to. I want to see their web history, right? Trust but verify. I trust our kids. It's one thing 12 years of Catholic school will do, is it informs their conscience, and it confirms our conscience in what Marie and I teach them. I trust them with all my everything. But I verify a little. Every good parent does. Because you hand a kid a phone today, or you hand a kid a laptop today, and the devil incarnate is in it. Because they can find everything they want to know about anything and look at things they should never see and that could wreck their lives. So you got to be tough as a parent. But let's use this as a Dominion machine. I need the phone. I need the laptop. I got to look. And honestly, I could even look and say there's nothing there, but there was actually something there because software can do that. Software can cheat and show you it's not cheating. So it's not easy. That's why the sponsor of this program, today from Washington, D.C., tomorrow from Washington, D.C., and Wednesday from D.C., is MyPillow and Mike Lindell. Because he wrote a $2 million check 2 weeks ago to try and buy machines, get experts going through them, prove this out. But a lot of this work was done overseas. It wasn't done here. You don't have jurisdiction. All you have is the smoking gun, supposedly. I don't think the smoking gun was used in Fargo, North Dakota. They didn't need it. Or Bismarck, or Minot, or anywhere else. It was used in Philadelphia, in Atlanta, in Arizona, in Nevada. I believe Minnesota, but they overcorrected there, so nobody's looking at Minnesota. But this is like your best cop finding a smoking gun, but it isn't in anybody's hand. So he's got to connect the dots. And folks, you can't do that between November 3rd and January 20th. There's no physical way to do it. Now, God can. So I talk about Matthew a lot. 1926. With God, all things are possible. So I think the only way Donald Trump raises his hand on January 20th and takes the oath of office is not a vote by Kevin Cramer, John Hoeven, or Kelly Armstrong. It'll take a much, much higher power than your representatives in Washington, D.C. They're with you. They're trying to fight with you. But they got to have the smoking gun in the hand. There certainly is enough that we do know that they should vote yes to try and find some process to be able to fairly look every North Dakota in the eye and say, man, I tried. I tried with everything I had. I didn't take the easy route out, which I believe a no vote now is an easy way out. How can Kelly Armstrong say he's going to vote no before he's not even heard 1/100 of 1,000% of the evidence? He's a lawyer. He should know better. To his credit, he asked questions about the Dominion report, that 26-page one that first came out, and it was very loosey-goosey, I'd say. Even Mike Lindell says it was, but it gave us enough to know there's something there, so that's why we spent the $2 million, and that's where we're going after the machine. Mike Lindell's a patriot. Mike Lindell is someone who is led by God. He has the Holy Spirit oozing in every inch of his body. How else could you explain a crack addict going to be the CEO of one of the most successful companies in the Midwest, if not the country. Right? So trust him. Listen to him. But he's not the standard. It's got to be more. There's a ton of smoke. There's not quite enough fire for members of Congress to disregard what the founders want in the way of a process. States, courts, Congress. I'm not going to give you many more of my opinions today, other than I think Mike Lindell's a patriot. I think the folks that own and operate ND Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota are too, because they matched Mike as a sponsor this week of this program. So if I'm a trucker on Highway 2, heading to Williston or beyond, or heading to Grand Forks or beyond, I'm going to make it a point to say, I'm going to help this North Dakota truck wash because they think like I do. And I'm going to get my truck washed there. Not to mention, it's the best truck wash in the state. Somebody will have to prove me wrong, but that's what I believe to be true. Now it's your turn. 701-258-0550. Let's go.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Christmas, and I have to tell you, I bring that up because I had a great conversation with a cabbie last night coming in. Those, if you ever come to Washington, D.C., the best conversations you'll ever have are with the cabbies, and I recorded this one. We have it, so we'll play it at some point, because he said I could, and he was fun. I ended up talking about 40 minutes, for 20-minute ride and 20 minutes still in the front of the hotel. And he just said, why do people hate each other? I don't care if you voted for Trump or you voted for Biden. I love you. You're made in the image and likeness of God. Don't, you know, swear at me, throw
things
at me.
Do you still do that? Wow. I didn't know that.
Do I still do what?
Love people despite the fact that you have differences.
Of course. And Todd, you know that as well as anybody, right? I mean, you probably are hardest on your family members because they're around you so much. But you love them more than anything. You're still tough on them. So I'm not saying you don't be tough on somebody. They need tough love sometimes. But I'm saying we got to stop saying you're a traitor, you're whatever, even if we kind of think they are. I mean, I had somebody just send me a text this morning, loves Kevin Cramer more than anything, says I'm starting to think it's foreign influence. You know, can I say Kevin Cramer is not influenced by some foreign entity with any 100%? You know, of course not. I can't because I don't know, but I know him. I know John Hoban and Kelly Armstrong. I said, not a chance. Not a chance. Now, some people in this town, absolutely. But not those three. Not those three. But even raising the question says to me, my gosh, we've seen these people do everything we ask for the most part. I'd say they each get a different record, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of B-plus to A, right, regarding supporting Trump.
Absolutely.
And now they're the Antichrist? Now they're the Antichrist? That's not Christmas. So go to the facts. Stick with the facts. The best counsel I can give you is pick one thing. And don't take somebody's word for it. Get a couple other sources and then say, here's your evidence. If we did it, because the states haven't been able to do it and the courts aren't doing it, it'd be more powerful, actually. They'd listen to us more. Go that route rather than questioning their motives. And I'm sorry, I'll listen to anything you have to say today, but I'm not ready to talk about 2022. I don't know if we'll have a country in 2022 if this week doesn't go right. If January 20th doesn't go right. I don't know. I can't definitively say whether I believe that or not, so I can't think about it yet. I'm fighting so we don't have to worry about that nightmare. But that's a long way of saying it is the season of giving. It is still Christmas. And I think you might consider a life-changing gift for somebody. Any time is a good time for the gift of education. For you or anyone you love. What does that look like? Might be a bachelor's degree. Might be a graduate degree because you've changed their future. You can learn new skills with a certificate from the University of Mary that'll get you a great job. Pay a lot of money. Every day is a new beginning. So call the friendly admission reps at the University of Mary. Get started. 701-355-8030 or online at umary.edu/discover more. To the calls we go. I'm going to go by who's waiting the longest, so that is fair. Clint in Bismarck, go. Hello, Clint. Are you there? We're going to put him on hold. We're going to
there
go to Ginny
go.
And Aberdeen,
cutting,
South Dakota. Did we get him finally?
Yeah.
Now can you hear me, Clint?
Sorry
there
about
we go.
That. Yeah, I can.
No, quick ground rules here, Clint, before you start. Just give me your best, 60 seconds, and I'll let you talk, and then we'll just keep going to the calls, okay? Because I want to give you the time, and we got a lot of people waiting. So give me your best minute, Clint. Go ahead.
I think you're doing a fine job. I think you got a tough line to walk because you're friends with Kevin Cramer and Loyola Republican Party. But when they put out in their statements they don't want to disenfranchise millions of voters, they need to be concerned about the 65% in North Dakota that voted for them and that four other states are eliminating our vote. And we do need to talk about 22 because the Republican Party, if these guys do not vote for this, for checking into this, if they're going to vote with Washington, we need to replace them in 2 years if there is an election in North Dakota to replace them. Thank you.
Thanks, Clint. I agree with you on a lot of fronts. I am a friend of Kevin's, and I'll never apologize for that. Never. I was a friend of Kevin's long before he was in the U.S. Senate. I was a friend of Kevin's when he worked for you, Mary, and when he worked for Ed Schaefer, doing economic development and growing the state and tourism, and later at the Public Service Commission member. He's the guy that taught me how big a deal North Dakota energy was going to become. And we sat down in a meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck for an hour, and I said, Kevin, what do I need to see? And he said, I'll take you. Let's go to Falkirk and the power plants and see the coal plants. And, hey, talk to Harold Hamm because this oil thing's coming back. So he's a friend. I'm never going to apologize for that. When he's wrong, I'll tell you I think he's wrong. I think he's wrong for voting no on this right now today because he's not seen enough evidence himself. And neither is John Oban, and neither is Kelly Armstrong. So I think they're wrong, but my point is let's answer their objection. The other thing I just quickly say, I'm not loyal to the Republican National Committee. I'm highly suspicious of the Republican Party at this point. I'm reading the last lost speech of Abraham Lincoln. I don't know if it was the last, but I know it was a lost. A lost speech. A book is written about it. It talks about how the Whig Party was disintegrated and the Republican Party came to be. Maybe it's time for something similar for the Republican Party, because I'm not even sure they're on Trump's side right now. I'm not. Jimmy in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Jimmy, 1 minute, go.
Okay, Scott, you guys do a great job. I listen to you every chance I get. But anyway, I am really disgusted with the Republican Party. My congressman in Senate, John Thune, Mike Rounds, and Dusty Johnson. In my opinion, they have not followed the Constitution. Like you said, they took an oath. And not for us, but for the Constitution. I don't buy into none of it. I don't trust maybe a handful of other senators and congresspeople that have shown their representation for Donald Trump. And I just don't think I'll be voting for John Thune or Mike Rounds or Dusty Johnson. I've said text messages and emails to them and got what I call the political paper of all, you know, of what they're doing, but they're not doing for the Constitution and the Republic of the United States. Thank you.
Yeah, I hate those letters. I hate those letters because you got to dig through them to really find, you know, it's a lot of happy talk. I wish they'd do, you know, no more than two paragraphs. Just tell me why you're voting, how you're voting, so I at least know where you're coming from. But don't give me a lecture, which most of them do. I would also say, I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, Jimmy, I don't think Dusty Johnson, Mike Rounds, or John Thune, and by the way, John Thune is a friend, not as good a friend as Kevin is, but I love the man. I really do. And we've had tough conversations about Trump from day one, some of them on the air. But anyway, so I believe John Thune is in a tough spot, too, because he's in leadership. But none of them have been as tough for Trump as our congressional delegation, have they? Especially Dusty Johnson. Am I wrong, Jimmy?
No, but they don't fight. They don't speak up for just what we're trying to fight for today and tomorrow. But for
that's all we want. We want to fight, and I don't think that's asking too much. I really don't. And I think that's what this week is all about. If we fight and lose, that's fine. We live to fight another day. More of your calls coming up.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Politics is front and center today. The Georgia Senate runoff elections are going to the polls. The two Senate seats will determine the numerical makeup of lawmakers.
Georgia, there's no one in America with more power to make that happen than you, the citizens of Atlanta, the citizens of Georgia.
And I have to tell you that the stakes of this election could not be higher.
If Republicans win both races, they will control the Senate majority with only 52 seats. If Democrats win both, it'll be a 50-50 50 Senate. A split would produce a 51-49 GOP majority. The New York Stock Exchange announced late Monday it no longer plans to delist three Chinese companies. In November, President Trump signed the executive order prohibiting American firms and individuals from owning shares in any one of the 31 Chinese companies listed as enabling China's army. After China threatened retaliation for the action, the New York Stock Exchange reversed its decision. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You can't be here. I understand. We'll be here all week long. All right? Eric in Fargo, Justin in Lake Country, Minnesota, after Barry, somewhere in North Dakota. We don't know where. And other calls behind him. Kevin Cramer, Senator Kevin Cramer, is on MSNBC right now. That ought to be interesting. It just started, but let's pick up what we can of this till we get to the calls here. Go ahead, Todd, and roll that.
Real quick, before I ask you, you said you spoke with some attorneys. I'm curious, which attorneys of the president did you speak with? What was their argument? I assume they were trying to sort of lay out what their perspective was.
Sure. I didn't talk to any of the lawyer, the president's official lawyers or from the campaign. I talked to other lawyers who are, you know, support him or support his position to try and help me better understand the legal side of a lot of this. And I am very interested, Hallie, in seeing evidence, whether it's, for example, I'm frustrated by the fact that the Secretary of State of Georgia hasn't had a 100% hand-counted recount of Fulton County. I don't know why you wouldn't do that. I'm frustrated that the president's
done three counts in that state, Senator.
And, yeah, but they count the same ballots in the same machines. And there's a the thing about the voting is you vote on a piece of paper.
I don't want to go down a rabbit hole here, Senator. I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I want to kind of keep it focused to tomorrow only because, you know, the ballots are there. The ballots exist. But I want to ask you about tomorrow here. I'm curious what the message from Senator McConnell has been to you.
Yeah. Important point there because Senator McConnell has been very respectful, and as he always is, of every Republican senator. And he's made it very clear that this is a vote of conscience. This is, we may never, and he said this, we may never cast a more important vote in our history. It depends on how many, you know, acts of war might be in front of us. But this really, he's been very respectful. He said he would not judge any member who made any decision, regardless of their decision on this. Obviously, he'd like to have unity, but, you know, there aren't very many wimps in the United States Senate. And people that can disagree on a reading of the Constitution or their obligation or the standards of evidence, whatever it might be, are still, you know, no less Republican because they vote one way or the other. He's been very respectful and encouraging, quite honestly.
I did think it was interesting that you described the potential objection to the Electoral College vote certification as it, and I'm sort of saying, essentially disenfranchising the will of the voters. Is that what you think your fellow Republicans who plan to object tomorrow will be doing? Are they disenfranchising voters and choosing basically President Trump instead?
It's a great point because we don't have the option of choosing President Trump instead because there's not another slate of electors. So really the objection, and I think, and I don't want to speak for any of them, but I've listened to enough of them to know that they're trying to make a point as much as anything. I think they all know this isn't going to, you know, cause the election to flip. But I think they see this as their only form to wage.
Well, that's interesting. They all know this isn't going to flip it. So why are they doing this? Is this 2024?
Well, Now, there's, I'm not going to impugn the motives of any of them unless they say it themselves, so I don't know what motivates them, but I take them at their word, whether it's Josh or Ted or any number of them. Some of it might be juxtaposition. I think a lot of it, Hallie, is a response, a legitimate response to the overwhelming concern by their constituents, and I hear the same thing. I just came to a different conclusion based on the things I weigh, but coming from a small red state, the Electoral College is really, really important to us, and I'd hate to have another state disenfranchise our voters someday and overturn an election contrary to what my voters want.
Senator Kevin Cramer explaining his decision-making process. Senator, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you very much for your time, and Happy New Year to you. We're going to take you live back.
So Senator Cramer right now is probably about half a mile from where I'm at. I'm not in Capitol. I'm on Capitol Hill, but not at the Capitol. And he is in the Capitol in the rotunda there with that interview. And he'll be walking this way and joining us in about 45 minutes. So I'm going to let you talk to him. I really am. I've made my peace, and I want you to be able to. You heard what he said, and before that interview went a few minutes longer than you heard because we joined it live in progress. He said before that he hadn't been pressured by Trump at all. In fact, he hadn't even heard from him. I know he didn't say it on the MSNBC piece, but he asked for Rudy Giuliani and Jana Ellis, two folks inside the Trump circle, to please explain from the president's perspective what his legal arguments were for January 6th. Tell me how you would like me to vote. And he didn't even get a call back from either one of them. Now, I don't know why that is, but I'll ask him that at 11:30. He also told me a little more about Mitch McConnell. He said Mitch McConnell's voted twice for war and said those were the most heart-wrenching, awful things he ever had to do. But this vote is more important. This vote is tougher. So don't think they're doing this flippantly. I didn't like what I heard from Senator Cramer about Ted Cruz, and it was, the MSNBC reporters, they're going to do this. They love it. Oh, so you're saying that they think it's not going to be Trump anyway, but they're doing this? No, they don't. No, they don't. Ted Cruz is a lawyer that's won before the Supreme Court. He sees enough smoke to know there's fire. So he is going to try to get a process so we can find out what is true. And at that point, Kevin Cramer, if he is true to his word, will vote for the president because the evidence will be there. All right. I wanted to get that quick. I first have to tell you before the calls here that we have a Tuesday on our hands, and that means a meatball dinner might be for lunch. If you're on I-29, Harwood exit, it's just me, but, close to lunchtime, a little hungry, I'd get the meatball dinner. And you've got to find PetroServe USA. It's on the east, southeast corner of that interchange, and it's good. Let's see, chicken fettuccine if you're 12th Avenue North Fargo exit I-29, PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. I mean, they make it easy for you. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. They just wouldn't put that darn ham in there, Todd. I would eat scalloped potatoes every day. Pick, leave
you don't
ham.
Like the ham?
Maybe every other week they could do that. Just
pick out the ham. Just pick it out. It's like having a pepperoni pizza and you don't like pepperoni. Pick it off.
I'm in Washington, D.C. That's in Valley City today, the beef tips and the and gravy and scalloped potatoes and ham. So it's okay this week.
They'll
next
do
week
it
I'm
again
open.
Sometime for
just
you.
The scalloped potatoes. Now, what's weird about me is bacon, I'd eat till I'm blue in the face. But the ham, the pinkish ham, the roast, I just can't do it. And Daryl Lees is right now. Daryl Lees, who sent me the funniest picture ever last night, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, great pig farmer. Speaking of ham, he's, I know, probably out feralling pigs right now, but he would want to shoot me if I said I won't eat ham. But bacon, yes, and I know bacon is ham, so we're talking about how it's prepared. But where's this picture? He sent me a picture of, I have so many texts coming in, I can't get into the search button to type Daryl. But anyway, and I hear you, folks. You can text us, too, 701-367-2054. Here's one from a 701 number. It's a text, by the way. Oh, my God. Well, I'm not even going to read that because the guys offended me before we started. Now, if he'd have said, oh, my gosh, or OMG, I'd be okay. But last time I checked in the Ten Commandments, that's not that I know it gets used. I know it's slang. I know you don't mean it. But just so you know me, if you're saying G-O-D for anything other than without him, I'm nothing, or J-C when you mean something else, you're going to offend me. That's all I'm telling you. So I'm not going to get to that one, but I've got 1,000 more. 701-367-2054. Probably I'll see it sooner if you text Todd during the show. 701-226-8503. Some of our listeners are so savvy they figured that out. If you notice that, Todd, they text both of us.
Yep. They smart move. Cause,
it is.
Yeah. Why not?
During the show, that's the best way. After, it isn't. Just text us individually. But so here's the picture. It's a picture of a bunch of pigs and baby little pigs, and they're real cozy with something, and they're sucking on something I don't think I could say on the radio. So you get the picture, Todd?
Yeah.
And Daryl's line was, quote, pigs are easy to work with, are easier to work with than politicians. Pigs are easier to work with than politicians. Oh, it couldn't have been said any better. So, yeah, I'll try ham just for his
true.
PetroServe USA, grab-and-go convenience. It doesn't get any better. Home cooking. Let's go back to the phones. And Barry's waited the longest, so Barry is next. Barry, where are you calling from in North Dakota?
Hey, Scott, you know me. Hensel, North Dakota right now. I live in West Fargo, but... you've known me for a long time.
Anyway, I trust I do, but I don't know who you are, just so you know. I mean, a lot of people say that, and I trust you. I don't know who I'm talking, but I know a lot of Barrys. But that doesn't matter. I don't want your last name. Just say what you got to say in a minute. Go.
Yep. The point that I want to make is there's 141 counties on notice across the U.S. that have more registered voters than people alive. That's so, such an easy one to do. But also the other one is where the witnesses said that they came across state lines with these vote tabs, whatever you call them, and they violated that. So those are two easy ways to do this without even going into the technology piece of it, but the technology piece is huge.
It is. I think it's a game changer, and I agree with you. You know, like the MSNBC lady, did you hear Senator Cramer on MSNBC? And she's like, they counted the vote three times in Georgia. They done it three times in there. Like Kevin said, same machine. You like that impression? Same machine, same ballots. No. Give me all the paper ballots. Get paper experts in there to make sure they're paper and not a copy. And then
exactly.
Count them. And then I'll believe
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Governor Kemp. Governor Kemp and that Raffensperger or whatever his name is, the Secretary of State, they're in the tank. I have no other way to explain this. They've been bought off by China or somebody. There's no way you wouldn't want people to know beyond reasonable doubt they did everything right and they aren't even letting that happen. Good call, Barry. Thank you, Eric and Fargo. Take it away, Eric. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I'm a little bit confused and frustrated. I listen to Mark Levin a lot, and he's a pretty sharp guy, and his specialty is the Constitution, and he keeps saying that so many of these things are unconstitutional that they've been doing in different states, and but nothing ever seems to be done about it, whether it's a violation of the U.S. Constitution or state constitution. Are constitutions just worthless and unenforceable, or what do you think?
Repeat that last part again. Is our constitution worthless, or are our constitutionalists worthless?
Our constitutions, whether it's U.S. or state, I mean, if they just violated, nothing's done, it just seems like they're worthless to me.
Yeah, no, you got a good point. And when you said constitutions, now I get it. You're talking about states and the U.S. Constitution. Here's my take. That's up to the courts, right? So if you pass a law and somebody says, hey, that's not constitutional, you go to court. And the court's got to say who's right. And right now the states aren't even saying what they should be saying. Let's look at the evidence. And then the courts punt. So now it's up to Congress, and that isn't exactly the founder's design, Eric. So I'd say to you, if you don't interpret them correctly and the courts don't do it right, they are worthless, sadly, and that's why we're fighting.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor.
You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink yours for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen and Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. We're here because you can't be there. That's what we're paid to do. There's a lot of people going to be here, and we're doing a little meetup tonight at 7 p.m. for anybody that is in Washington, D.C. Tell them on Facebook. Tell them on, a text or whatever. We'll be at the Embassy Row Hotel. It's on Embassy Row. It's a little north of all the crazy action on purpose. And it is on Massachusetts Avenue. That's all I can tell you. Embassy Row Hotel, there's only one Embassy Row, and there's only one Massachusetts Avenue, so you'll find it. And we'll be there at 7 tonight and 7 tomorrow morning. The president speaks at 9 a.m. on the Mall tomorrow. Now, I'm talking about Washington times, Eastern. So that'll be 9 a.m. I think it's on the ellipse.
which is on the mall technically, but between the Washington Monument and the White House. So, all right. And we are live thanks to good folks like our friends at MyPillow. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products, including the robes. And right now I'm thinking the robe, even as good as the pillow is the best thing they have. It really is. Marie and I have one. She has pink. I have gray. They're like a towel and a robe in one. Trust me on this one thing. If you do nothing else today, order something from this patriot, Mike Lindell's awesome company, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. And know if you do that, you're supporting what he's doing, and that is helping right now. Also, if you're on the lookout for the ideal place to get quality truck wash services and detailing services, there's one name to remember, ND Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Bring the oil tanks in. They'll do the wash on the oil tanks, too. They're best in the West for sure. I even think best in North Dakota for a truck wash. Right there on Highway 2 behind the big Bakken Central Pinnacle Shop. All right, back to the calls we go. And Justin's waited the longest, so he's got the floor for a minute. Justin, Lake Country of Minnesota, go.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Love the show. And, yeah, I'm in Lake Country, Minnesota resident, but I pay attention to, of course, North Dakota politics, and we've spoken before about that. But, yeah, my concern is with the Kevin Cramers and all of the other senators and congressmen in North Dakota is truly multi-threaded, right? So, yes, there's a ton of smoke there on the election for Donald Trump and the voting irregularities and all of that and the fraud. And I think that they should be pursuing it vigorously, and would be my key word there, vigorously, for all of these things going on, not only for their own political life, but also, right, because, you know, we don't want this stolen. And everybody's heard, look, if you don't do this, you may never get elected again. There's all of that, and that's great. But I think more closely, near and dearly to North Dakota and Minnesota, the energy. If they think for a second that they can lay back and be timid about this, if these people do gain power and full power, Senate, presidency, the whole works, all these Democrats, it is going to just decimate North Dakota energy long term. And I don't think enough people are paying attention to that. I mean, the pipeline, fracking, you know, lignite, you name it. It's all at risk, I think. And that's why another reason that I would say, Kevin Cramer, pursue this vigorously with everything you have, because we have everything to lose here. Am I wrong on this?
You're not. Not one thing you said is incorrect, and you've won the prize of the day because you get to stay longer than a minute, and let's talk about what you said. First of all, that's what we want. We want a fight, and I do believe if we see the fight, whatever the outcome, we're not going to blame the person that fought, but we're not going to put up with swamp talk. We're not going to put up with, I don't have this, I mean, I get it. They don't have enough evidence in the true form of how, let's use this example, Justin, the impeachment process that the Democrats pulled up. They impeached the president based on a whistleblower saying what he said he thought he heard on a call. Okay? That's the kind of evidence we have right now. We just need to say, where's the recording of the call? What did he actually say? We even had a transcript of the call saying he didn't say what that guy said. He said, well, it was different than what was in the transcript. And by the way, what he meant was different. It's sort of like the Georgia Secretary of State deal. I mean, that call to that guy is something no president has ever done and had it become public ever in the history of mankind. Maybe a couple of Nixons.
And a year later, they're coming out with the same thing. Literally a year later, they're distracting with the same exact scenario.
You lost me on that. What do you mean?
With the phone call. A year ago, they were impeaching our president.
Yeah, you're back on impeachment. You're back on impeachment. But yeah, my point is, they got to have more. Now they didn't need more because the Democrats are corrupt. They just found some lackey and put him up there and said good. And it was because it was House votes, and that's why it didn't win in the Senate, because there was. But they impeached him on nothing. So I'm looking for a standard, and what I'm going to ask of Senator Kevin Cramer on your suggestion, Justin, is don't use your normal standard of evidence. Just use the Democratic standard of evidence. And if you use that, Donald Trump won in a landslide. A landslide. So all we ask you now to do is fight like hell. Pardon my French. fight, fight, fight. And by the way, if you're a Minnesota guy and Lake Country, I'd assume probably District 7, Michelle Fischbach needs to know that too. She's new in there and hasn't told us how she's going to vote yet. I don't know why. Am I right about that, Chris? Mr. Producer Man is here as well. Daniel, can you put Chris up quick? Do we have a definitive yes or no from Michelle Fischbach yet?
We do not as of yet.
And we are efforting an interview with her while I'm here, correct?
That is correct.
Have you got an answer yet from them?
I have not, but I will get to it right now.
All right. Well, and I know he asked three times yesterday, and they're setting up staff, and phones aren't hooked up. But you're right, Justin. That's all we want. And I think the standard should be different than they think it needs to be. We'll ask Kevin Kramer. He'll be here in a half hour. And more of your calls for the next half hour coming up.
Here's Brian Cronk from Collins and Cronk.
The end of the year is upon us, and tax season is around the corner. During this already busy time of year, financial planning is the last thing you want to be concerned about. Let us at Collins and Cronk take care of everything. We'll simplify the process, and you'll have reassurance knowing your finances are in good hands.
The knowledgeable professionals at Collins and Cronk shape their practice to best suit each individual client. They'll assess, create, implement, and manage your financial plan so you don't have to. Relax and let Collins and Cronk go to work for you. Call them at 235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins and Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. does not render tax or legal advice.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins and Cronk.
Call them at 701-235-0119. 235-0119.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.